Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
It's awfully nice weather out there, Michelle, and I'm telling you, you know, people are starting to talk about Lyme disease again. And didn't you say you had a friend who had a chronic case of Lyme disease?
Yes, my best friend was not delayed diagnosis for 15 years, and she's in really bad shape, Pam. I mean, it's a chronic disease, and people just don't even know, you know, what the side effects are, what's happening, how they even get it. So I'm so happy that we have our guest today.
Oh, well, Andrea Caesar is an author, entrepreneur, and single mother who suffers, you know, from chronic Lyme disease. And the name of the book is, and it's a great title, A Twist of Lyme. And it's all about this issue of Lyme disease. Andrea, welcome to Her Radio. Michelle and I are so happy you're here to help us understand how to prevent the spread of Lyme disease. First, can you tell us a little bit about your own story?
Absolutely. You know, I went 26 years undiagnosed, and my lifetime has been full of Lyme. And so, to be honest with you, I really don't know what life would have been without Lyme. We figured out as a family, once I got my diagnosis, that I was 11 years old when I got the infection.
Wow.
I'm now 39, so I have 28 years with the infection. I've now been in heavy treatment for 2.5 years. And it's a very, very difficult life, and it's incredibly arduous because the treatments don't make you feel better. It's sort of like you have to get worse before you get better.
That's exactly right. So let's talk about the symptoms of Lyme disease and chronic Lyme disease.
Sure. I think, you know, one of the most popular ways to think about Lyme disease is the acute form, and that's when you first get the bite, and you either find a tick on you or you get that typical bullseye rash. And unfortunately, most people don't find the tick on them or find the bullseye rash. So if you do, you're lucky. You can consider yourself lucky if you find that. So, you know, then you might get some antibiotics, probably not enough, and probably not enough for a long enough time to kill the infection itself, but at least you've got something. You know, I suggest that when that happens, that you go immediately to a Lyme literate doctor and treat it properly.
I love that whole issue. If you don't mind interrupting, you know, you said Lyme literate doctor. You know, it's interesting. I have a lot of patients who've had the same issue, and they've complained about the fact that, you know, someone just hands them the antibiotic and tells them to walk out the door. Instead of really sitting down. So can you define Lyme literate so people out there understand what they're looking for?
Sure. A Lyme literate doctor is somebody that both understands that Lyme disease exists in its chronic form and understands that in its acute form, the initial bite, that it has to be treated aggressively and for a longer amount of time than the IDSA, the Infectious Diseases Society of America, has put out in its guidelines. And so they will treat it more aggressively than your everyday pediatrician or PCP. And if you don't do that, you know, you might feel better for a little while, warding off the spirochetes, if you will, but you still will have the infections in your body. And so at some point, if you get a trigger, if you get another kind of bug bite that bothers you, if you you know, something triggers your body, it could be any number of things. A sand flea bites you that has Bartonella, anything. You get pregnant, for example, and your immune system is down. You could then end up with chronic Lyme disease.
And that's a huge, huge problem. So right off the bat, what do you have to do to be able to try to, as it were, prevent getting Lyme disease in the first place? Are there specific things that you, as someone who has had this lifelong experience with it, would recommend to our listeners?
Yeah, I would first of all give up on your PCP right away. and go straight to somebody on, I would go to ILADS.org, ILADS.org, and find someone near you who knows how to treat Lyme disease, and start from there. And then
and this will help you prevent the chronic, right? And then you're way ahead, and you've got someone who could really talk to you and deal with this in a way that's Lyme literate. Now, what are the next steps then?
Okay, so the next steps are, once you've treated that, then you're going to just sort of throughout life, you know, especially in children, watch out for an onset of migraines, flu-like symptoms. Are they missing more school than usual? Are they lethargic? As you get older, has some set of paranoia set in? Is there depression, lessening of social, you know, skills or phobias, phobias in general, hallucinations, things like that? There's a lot of psychosomatic issues that can come from Lyme disease. You can even get into some seizure activity. Now,
right,
it's not always grand mal seizures, but it can be limbic seizures, different seizures from throughout the brain. And so it's important to understand that, you know, this Lyme borreliosis complex is a very complex system that basically affects all of your body systems, and especially the nervous system.
Well, and
so,
it attacks.
I'm currently, today, experiencing hip pain, which I know is neurological pain today, because it's low pressure. It's going to rain tomorrow. I can feel it. I know it. So it's
overwhelming, right? And I think patients don't know. People don't know what the signs and symptoms are. So you've talked about some of the symptoms. Let's talk about some other symptoms, because we know at some point in time it does affect the brain, like you were saying. And I know in my girlfriend's case, she ended up seeing, she had triple vision, and she has trouble walking. She can't walk by herself. She's unsteady on her feet. But what are some of the other things that you've experienced? So people know, because I think what happens is a lot of times we have all these different symptoms, and yet nobody's looking at the root cause, and so we need to find the root cause ourselves.
Yep. One of the telltale signs that I had was I felt like I had burning feet under my soles, and I felt like I was walking on shards of glass, of hot glass. I felt as if my knees would give out at any moment, and actually they do, and I can fall down the stairs at any moment. My hips can give out, especially on the right side. I have trouble with my right elbow. Some people have misdiagnosed MS. Many issues that, you know, could be attributed to the Lyme itself. Lyme has given me osteoarthritis, endometriosis, that I had a surgery every year for 4 years, so much so that I just went and had a hysterectomy 3 months ago.
Oh, wow.
Well, Andrea, can I ask you a question? How are you treating yourself right now with your
currently
Lyme literate support system?
Yeah, I see one of the best doctors in the world, Dr. Joseph Jemczak. He wrote the foreword of my book. When I first started seeing, started treating, I was with a Lyme literate naturopath who diagnosed me, and I was working for him. And my body just couldn't handle treatment because my immune system was so low and my neurological system was just kaput.
And, well, Andrea, if I could just interrupt for a second, I think I really want to make sure to emphasize that everyone out there should read Andrea Caesar's wonderful book, A Twist of Lyme, because she's helping us understand how to prevent the spread of Lyme disease and what it's like to have chronic Lyme disease. Thank you so much for being with us on Her Radio. Andrea, I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
Don't forget to look for bullseye rashes or ticks and look for Lyme literate doctors. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.